could talk, and no one had ever heard of bacon, there lived an old piggy mother with her three little sons. They had a very pleasant home in the middle of an oak forest, and were all just as happy as the day was long, until one sad year the acorn crop failed. Then, indeed, poor Mrs. Piggywiggy often had hard work to make both ends meet. One day she called her sons to her, and, with tears in her eyes, told them that she must send them out into the wide world to seek their fortune. She kissed them all round, and the three little pigs set out upon their travels, each taking a different road and carrying a bundle slung on a stick across his shoulder. The first little pig had not gone far before he met a man carrying a bundle of straw, so he said to him,
"Please, man, give me that straw to build me a house."
The man was very good-natured, so he gave him the bundle of straw, and the little pig built a pretty little house with it. No sooner was it finished, and the little pig thinking of going to bed, than a wolf came along, knocked at the door, and said,
"Little pig, little pig, let me come in."
But the little pig laughed softly and answered,
"No, no, by the hair of my chinny chin chin."
Then the wolf said sternly,
"I will make you let me in, for I'll huff and I'll puff and I'll blow your house in."
So he huffed and he puffed and he blew his house in, because, you see, it was only of straw and too light. And when he had blown the house in, he ate up the little pig and did not leave so much as the tip of his tail. The second little pig also met a man, and he was carrying a bundle of furs. So Piggy said politely,
"Please, kind man, will you give me that little furs to build me a house?"
The man agreed, and Piggy set to work to build himself a snug little house before the night came on. It was scarcely finished when the wolf came along and said,
little pig, let me come in."
"No, no, by the hair of my chinny chin chin," answered the second little pig.
"Then I'll huff and I'll puff and I'll blow your house in," said the wolf.
So he huffed and he puffed and he puffed and he huffed, and at last he blew the house in and gobbled the little pig up in a trice. Now, the third little pig met a man with a load of bricks and mortar, and he said,
"Please, man, will you give me those bricks to build a house with?"
So the man gave him the bricks and mortar, and a little trowel as well, and the little pig built himself a nice, strong little house. As soon as it was finished, the wolf came to call, just as he had done to the other little pigs, and said,
little pig, let me in."
But the little pig answered,
"No, no, by the hair of my chinny chin chin."
"Then," said the wolf, "I'll huff and I'll puff and I'll blow your house in." Well, he huffed and he puffed and he puffed and he huffed and he huffed and he puffed, but he could not get the house down. At last he had no breath left to huff and puff with, so he sat down outside the little pig's house and thought for a while. Presently he called out,
"Little pig, I know where there is a nice field of turnips."
"Where?" said the little pig.
"Behind the farmer's house, three fields away, and if you will be ready tomorrow morning, I will call for you, and we will go together and get some breakfast."
"Very well," said the little pig. "I will be sure to be ready. What time do you mean to start?"
"At 6 o'clock,"
replied the wolf. Well, the wise little pig got up at 5, scampered away to the field, and brought home a fine load of turnips before the wolf came. At 6 o'clock, the wolf came to the little pig's house and said,
"Little pig, are you ready?"
"Ready," cried the little pig. "Why, I have been to the field and come back long ago, and now I am busy boiling a pot full of turnips for breakfast."
The wolf was very angry indeed, but he made up his mind to catch the little pig somehow or other.